Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Where Sisters Meet podcast channel. So this is a new YouTube channel based on my podcast Where Sisters Meet. I already have been sharing my podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I think there's been 6 episodes. So funny story, I actually recorded an episode yesterday that I was supposed to put on YouTube. But funny being me, I literally put the mic on, put this mic on, and it was off. It wasn't even connected to my phone. So the whole episode, luckily, alhamdulillah, I had my laptop and it was recording the audio. So I had put that up onto like Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but the video was just 30 minutes me talking and no audio. So yeah, I was a bit upset yesterday, but alhamdulillah, it's the qadr of Allah, and maybe it was just not meant to be. So here I am again, trying for the second time. Hopefully this works out and the audio is perfect. I'm just looking down at the mic. Hopefully it's actually working. I've got my laptop here just because I've got some notes on there, because sometimes I actually deviate from what I'm actually saying. So let's get into the intro. Sorry, one second, if it comes up. Let's get into the intro of introducing me. So welcome to my channel. My name is Alia Khalid and I'm going to be your host on Where Sisters Meet. I'm so excited to have you here. Inshallah, we can build this community of lovely Muslim sisters or non-Muslim sisters, and it will be so amazing. So the reason why I actually created this podcast is because, literally just what I said, I really wanted to create like a platform or community of women, Muslim women, non-Muslim women, reverts, wherever your background is from. We all join together and we talk about subjects or like topics or anything that bothers us. I feel like there's such a big gap in our community where we don't talk about much, and there's so much to talk about, especially like in Islam. Muslim women, they go through so much, be it the way you dress or day-to-day struggles and juggling like your deen and dunya and everything and trying to find the balance between it all. Yeah, it's really difficult. So yeah, that's why I started this channel, and inshallah we'll be able to talk about so many beautiful topics and just share the beauty of Islam and, you know, push that out there. So I've done, I think this would be my 7th episode. I've done about 6 episodes on so many different topics on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So if this is your first time checking me out, check me out on that as well. There is episodes on motherhood, the struggles, and everything else. So a little bit of a backstory about me. As I said, my name is Alia Khalid. I'm 25 years old. I am a mother. I have a daughter called Zoya. She is the cutest little girl ever, alhamdulillah. She is currently 2, so she's going through like a really rough phase right now. But I wouldn't change it for the world. Yeah, she has tantrums here and there, but alhamdulillah, she is amazing. I really, like, every single day with her is just the best day spent. I can do everything with her, and she's like my little best friend. Alhamdulillah, it's the best thing ever. Being a mother is just so beautiful, and until you're not a mother, you will just, like, find true peace within, like, your role of being a mother and doing everything for your kids. It's just, yeah, it's the best thing ever, alhamdulillah. Apart from me being a mother, I am currently training to be an English teacher, secondary English teacher. So yeah, I just finished my first year, actually. I'm doing it part-time because of Zoya, obviously. So I've got one more year to do. I'm doing my PGCE and QTS, obviously. So yeah, I've got one more year to go. Inshallah, it goes well. I can't believe I've actually finally finished a year. But inshallah, the next year goes well, and you know, I can complete this, because I swear to you, balancing studying, work, and then also being a mum and juggling the house, it is really difficult. I say work because obviously I study and do the placement and training to be a teacher. But then alongside that, I do supply teaching. And yeah, I do supply teaching, ad hoc basis, like very flexible. So yeah, it's a great learning experience, and I truly love being a teacher. I love teaching the kids everything, and just even outside of the subject, like getting to know the kids, it's so interesting how they grow up, how they learn, what affects them. It's just, yeah, it's crazy. I never knew I would get into teaching, because actually my first degree I did journalism and culture. So this was about 5 years ago. I graduated in journalism. And this is why I love doing the podcast as well, because I've got a background in media, and it's always been a dream of mine to start this podcast. And then I kind of like deviated, got pregnant, had a baby. Then my career was kind of like nothing. And then I thought teaching would be a great route into everything, because inshallah in the future, if I want to kind of let go of English, I can maybe do media studies or politics or something like that, something that will help me. So yeah, alhamdulillah, that's about me. Today I'm going to be talking about, so we'll do a little short episode as well. Normally I talk for 30 minutes to an hour, but today we'll do like a short episode because I know Zoya will wake up soon and then I will struggle. But today's episode is a really important one, actually, especially for me. It's a reminder to me before anyone else. It's the importance of beauty. Not the importance of beauty. The beauty expectations of this world, of the society that we have on ourselves, through social media, through different platforms, through going outside and looking at people, comparing yourself. And then obviously, like, you know, the beauty of modesty. I really want to touch on that subject because, you know, we're always on social media, we're always on the internet, like soaking up so much content, so much, you know, on my feed, on my TikTok, Instagram feed, it's all like Muslim women, like beauty, all about beauty and fashion and everything. And sometimes it's really difficult to like find that balance between like Islam and, you know, fashion and all of this stuff and wearing makeup and all of this. And Allah really rewards you for every single step you take towards the religion and sacrificing like every single thing. So for me, this year has been such a big turning point. Alhamdulillah, I really actually took that step towards modesty and kind of blocked that outside noise or the noise that came from social media, because I definitely was being influenced, I guess. I absolutely love fashion. And that being said, you can be fashionable and be modest at the same time. Like, I absolutely love my abayas now. That's all I wear now. I wear my abayas. Just going to check if that's working. But yeah, I wear my abayas all the time now. Alhamdulillah, I took that step and I made the intention. Allah made it happen. That being said, if you make intentions, I swear to you, make the intention and Allah will guide you through everything. Even if it is reading the Quran once a day, praying 5 times a day, towards modesty, everything. It's make your intention and it will happen. It truly will happen, because it's happened to me this year. And I think it was after Ramadan. I really, truly wanted to change my life. Sure, I was like, you know, practicing, but I wasn't practicing at 100% level. I wasn't giving it my all. And I know I was not modest at all. So when I would like go into teaching or like my classroom or like go out, I would just wear jeans and a top or jeans and a hoodie, or like I would actually wear like short dresses with leggings, and I thought that was fine. But Ramadan came around and I really like reflected on myself and, you know, my goal in life. What is my goal in life? Is it just to be a teacher? Is it just to be a mum? Is it anything else, like spiritually, Islamically? Do I have any goals? And I realized I didn't. So that Ramadan really changed my life. I vowed to myself that I would actually start dressing modestly, start speaking properly, you know, in a more modest way. Modesty is not just the way you dress, it's your character, it's the way you seem to other people, the way you portray yourself. There's so much to modesty that people don't actually talk about. It's not just the way you dress, it's the way you literally speak to everyone else as well. So like swearing, I don't swear anymore. I don't listen to music. Listening to music, I've cut out ages ago, probably years ago, and it's the best thing I could have done, alhamdulillah. All these steps, this is just obviously my journey. Everyone's on their own journey to Islam and, you know, practicing the religion, and you will get there inshallah one day, but you won't get there if you don't take the steps. So make sure you take, even if it's one step towards Allah and the religion, even one step at a time, one step a week, you will get there inshallah. It's just the intention and everything else. But I truly believe if we spend too much time on social media and soaking up all those, like, you know, those videos about fashion and everything, we will become like that person. We will get influenced, and influence happens all the time. It can happen in different settings, school, outside, on the road, literally your friends can be an influence. So really think about who you're surrounding yourself with and who you want to be. Who does Alia want to be? Who do I want to be? I really had to think this year, and I had to actually talk to myself and, you know, criticize myself. What am I actually doing to get there? I'm doing nothing. So yeah, I changed myself, and inshallah you can too. modesty is just so beautiful in so many different ways. And if you truly practice it, it will change your life automatically. If you take one step towards like not swearing or not listening to music, it will just all fall into place. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. So yeah, protect yourself from like, you know, those unrealistic beauty expectations, because I swear to you, social media, you might be following one person and they will show like a snippet of their day, like 1% of their day. And you will think that that is the beauty standards of today. And I have to be like that person. And it's not true. Like, I've been through it myself. And we often go through it, and it is just not the case. We don't have to think that we have to, you know, be like that person or be like those people online. I think scrolling culture is so difficult nowadays. I'm trying to go for like a social media cleanse right now, because I am aware that I spend too much time on social media, and it really affects like your mental health and how you feel about yourself. I try not to. I know I'm like a very confident person, alhamdulillah, I'm very content with myself. Obviously I've got my flaws and I feel insecure sometimes, but that's human nature. I'm not perfect, but I know Allah has created me this way, and I say alhamdulillah because Allah has created me exactly how He wanted me to be. So I can't really criticize myself because I am made by Allah, you know? So yeah, I think social media really has a big impact on beauty and beauty expectations. And I think in this year, I think beauty expectations have definitely changed. So alhamdulillah, we're heading towards the right direction, but social media will always be like a big influence in especially Muslims' life. And you have to really kind of distance yourself a bit, because if you do want to lead that Islamic life, that modest life, you really have to think, what is affecting you? What is causing you to, you know, have that barrier in your life? What is making you not do that? You really have to think about your life, and what are you doing during the day that is affecting you, that is not making you reach your purpose or your goal in life? So yeah, I just wanted to talk about that and how modesty really, you can do it so easily, but sometimes it's really hard because you've got that influence. Then influence is such a big thing. You can get influenced by everyone, so you really have to think about who you're surrounding yourself by, and do you really want them to be your friends, you know? But I think modesty is just so empowering, so powerful. I think modesty is not just a cloth on my head or my body. It is more than that. As I said before, it's literally like, it's your personality. It's like, you can wear the abaya and have the worst character and it will just not match up. You really have to balance it out, and you have to have a good character, and then you have to have a good, you know, modest dressing sense. So it's a bit of both, a bit of balance, but no one's perfect, and we're all on our different journeys, and it's so difficult to even wear the hijab sometimes. But know that Allah is listening to you and watching you, and He knows your struggles, and you will get all the rewards, inshallah. But yeah, modesty is hard. Covering yourself up is hard, especially on a day like this where it's really hot and humid. But we know that we are doing this for the sake of Allah, and we will literally get rewarded. And we need to remember that our end goal is literally Jannah, inshallah. This world is so temporary, so like, even looking at these beauty standards just doesn't even make a difference. It shouldn't make a difference to us, because when this world and this life and every single day is just temporary, we're just like kind of going through it and traveling through it to reach our destination, inshallah. And if we really want to succeed in the akhirah, in the afterlife, we need to make those steps, otherwise we won't succeed and we won't get, you know, to Jannah, inshallah. And that is our true goal in life, and we really need to like look at our life and analyze it and see what we have to change. So yeah, I'll end it as that today, because I recorded an episode yesterday and I've done one today, so you will get a bonus 2 episodes this week, inshallah. So yeah, tune in to TikTok. Instagram is literally the same name, so Where Sisters Meet, and inshallah it should be easy to find. If you have any recommendations, any topics that you want me to talk about, please let me know, because I'm all ears. You can also comment on my videos, rate my podcasts, please. Just, I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear what you want to know from me, what you want me to talk about, because there's so many things that aren't talked about in this world. I have so many ideas, and inshallah it will benefit everyone, and it's a reminder to myself before anyone else as well. I feel like this podcast is really like a therapy session for me, or like kind of like my digital journal, where it really, I really get to know myself as well. But inshallah, we can create this community, and it'll be so nice for us to get together and talk about the things that actually matter, inshallah. So I look forward to seeing you all next week, inshallah. So just a reminder, if you are watching this on YouTube and it's your first time, episodes usually come out every Thursday, and it shall come out every Thursday on YouTube as well, inshallah. So yes, I'll see you next Thursday, inshallah, and look after yourselves and have a good weekend, or the rest of your week. I always say weekend, I mean the rest of your week, inshallah. But yeah, assalamu alaikum.